You're listening to Rhema for Today.
My friends, the Word of God teaches, the Word, as it is taught, reveals God to man. That's the reason Jesus put teaching first. The Word, as it's taught, reveals God to man. And then it reveals man's condition. If you don't know it, the Bible reveals it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Just like Dr. Yeomans did, we just prayerfully and deliberately and reverently feed them on the Word, teach them the Word. Well, we don't want to be taught, we want to be healed. No, Jesus didn't reverse the order and heal them first and then teach them, he taught them first. Amen. I said he taught them first. Amen. Now in Dr. Yeoman's day, you know, they didn't have tapes like we do today. Didn't have all the books in print. I've given reference sometimes that she said she and her sister would just sit down sometimes and read, see, because they've got no tapes. But they would just read for hours if the Spirit of God led them that way particularly, and sometimes they did, for read just the Scripture, just the Bible on the subject of it, just read it to patients. Yeah, but I want to be healed. Well, that's what we're trying to do. That's what Jesus is trying to do, is get them to the place of healing. How is he going to get them there? Through the teaching and the preaching. You see, so many times people forget that words themselves, listen to me carefully, words themselves are spirit and life. Remember what Jesus said? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Remember, somebody quoted it, the 107th Psalm, the 20th verse. He sent his word and healed them. Remember, somebody else quoted it. They didn't tell, I don't think, where it's found, but it was Proverbs 4th chapter. And they quoted a little bit of the first part of the 20th verse, and then they added that to the 22nd verse. But the 21st and 22nd verse said, my son, attend unto my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from before thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, are life. God's words are life. Listen, when we're reading the word, when we're teaching the word to people, we're ministering life to them. Well, put your hands on me. Well, we may be ministering or may not be ministering. If you're in unbelief, there's nothing happening. But one thing you can be sure about, his words are always life. I said his words. He didn't say there might be or there might not be. He said, for they, my words, are life. Hallelujah. Unto those that find them, and health. My words are health to all their flesh. Margin says medicine. My words are medicine to all their flesh. My words are medicine. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they're spirit and they're life. When you're putting the word into people, you're putting life in them. You're putting spirit in them. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you listening? You see, if we're not careful, sometimes we're looking for a 99-cent sale. Well, God's not putting on any discount sales. Amen. There's not any shortcuts to God's power and God's glory. Amen. Just come on, bless God according to the word of God and receive. Hallelujah to Jesus. The words themselves, let me say it again, are spirit and life. Let that soak in. Dr. Yeomans, I noticed something very wonderful. She said, I'm quoting her now, she said, I have seen, being a doctor, she called them patients. She called these folks who came for divine healing patients. Well, after all, I guess they were the Lord's patients, the doctor's patients. She said, I've seen patients who were so completely drained of vitality that from a medical standpoint, I should have thought it necessary to administer powerful heart stimulants at frequent intervals to prevent collapse. But I've seen such people listen to the word of God for hours continuously. For hours continuously. And lift up their heads, hallelujah, like a parched garden after a gracious shower. Hallelujah to Jesus. My friends, the word of God teaches, the word as it is taught reveals God to man. That's the reason Jesus put teaching first. The word as it's taught reveals God to man. And then it reveals man's condition. If you don't know it, the Bible reveals it. And so there he is. But thank God then the preaching comes right along behind it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's sort of like the advertisement they got about that twin blade thing, you know, shaves, you know, one of them comes along, you know, and sort of cuts off part of it, lifts the whisker up, and the other cuts it off the root, see. So the teaching comes along and reveals God to man, reveals man's condition. He can't do anything. I mean, he's lost. I mean, from the natural standpoint and the man's standpoint, he's helpless, he's hopeless. Amen. It's just sort of like Job said, now mine eyes seeth thee. When you see God, he said, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And so you see yourself, but then here comes the preaching. See, to preach means to proclaim. Here comes the proclamation. The proclamation shows man that the only way out of defilement, the only way out of sin, the only way into holiness is by the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing he can do. Like the old song said, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Hallelujah to Jesus. You see, it said in Hebrews 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can come to him who forgives all iniquity, who healeth all thine diseases. And he heals all who will through the boundless grace that flows from Calvary accept God's perfect will for spirit, soul, and body, that they may be preserved blameless, hallelujah, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You remember Jesus said to that man at the pool in the 5th chapter of John's Gospel at the pool of Bethesda. Remember he said, wilt thou be made whole? Remember he asked that question? Wilt thou be made whole? Well, now, I believe that he not only meant from the standpoint of his body, because that fella couldn't get up. He couldn't rise up. He said, I have no one to put me in the water. Somebody always gets in ahead of time. You know, the angel came down, troubled the water, and the first one in got healed, you know. But you see, God wants the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. That's the reason Paul said that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he didn't just say that your spirit be preserved blameless. He didn't say just that your soul. He said your spirit, your soul, and your body be preserved blameless. Amen. Under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, till Jesus comes. Now, I believe that according to this scripture, it's a perfect will of God that every saint of God, spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. That you not have cancer or die with cancer or any other foul disease that would eat your body away. But that you, if Jesus doesn't come and you go by the route of death, just live your full length of time out down here below without sickness or disease. Because see, that's what God said to Israel in so many ways. You walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. And the number of thy days thou shalt fulfill. Amen. The psalmist of old, again, the Old Testament, the Word of God said something about, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. I believe God wants to preserve us blameless. I believe that's what Paul's saying here. In spirit, soul, and body unto the coming of Jesus, or if Jesus doesn't come, if we fulfill our days, I want to be able, like Paul, he said, I've finished my course. See, he knew he'd finished it. He didn't have anything else to do. I've kept the faith. Glory to God. I'm now ready.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You can apply to Rhema Bible College. We have the fall and spring intake.
Yes.
It's at Rhema.
We're taking applications right now.
RBTC.org.
In fact, you know, Rhema graduation is this month. It is May the 16th right here on the Rhema campus. It's going to be live streamed. So if you want to know more about Rhema, what's happening at Rhema Bible Training College, you can go and you can live stream that.
Right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Son of Righteousness. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.